My name is Olivia Budzinski. I am 16 years old. Today is November 23rd, 2017, and I'm speaking with Leo Johnson, who is my grandpa. We are recording this interview in Canton, Ohio. Thinking about your family many generations from now, and knowing that they might hear this interview, is there anything you would want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you would like to share?
Wisdom or advice, sometime in the future. I think what I would say is these current times, as I age, are some of the most difficult times I can remember. And I'm not speaking from a family perspective, but I'm thinking about an overall perspective is where are we all going? What's happening to our world and especially this country? I'm hoping that in future generations, they can look back and see that some very important and wise decisions were made that shifted things back to the way they were before. And by that I mean where people respected one another, there was a common love of country and of the world and respect for this earth. I guess that's what I would hope for.
Are there any classic family jokes, stories, or songs that you can share with me?
Let's see. Classic jokes, family. Say again, what was it?
Are there any classic family jokes, stories, or songs that you can share
jokes,
with me?
Jokes, stories, or songs. Let me think about that for a minute. That means for any member of the family?
Yes, anyone.
Any member of the family. Jokes, stories, or songs. Well, you caught me off guard. I'd have to really think about that one. I mean, the songs were a singing family, so I can't think of anything necessarily specific to that. Jokes. I can remember my dad, who always seemed kind of grumpy, and he always seemed so old to me and to everybody else. I can remember one time when after we had been married and had children, we took my mom and dad to Florida, and we were with them for 2 solid weeks straight, day in, day out. And after we brought them home, about 3 days after I got home, I got a letter in the mail from my dad saying, in case you forget where we live, this is where we live, because I hadn't seen him for 3 days. That's something I will never forget. And I may have gotten my ability for some kind of a sense of humor from him, but you would never know it because he had very little education and all. But I do remember that. I'll never forget that. Other than that, we were a typical family, mom, dad, and kids.
Share with me the story of how you and Grandma met. Tell me about your wedding and your honeymoon.
All right. Now, you're talking about Grandma. You mean Maga.
Maga,
okay,
yes.
Okay, Maga, my wife. All right, how we met? Are you serious?
Yeah, how you met. How did you guys meet?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, I knew her in high school. We went to high school together at Central High School in Akron, Ohio. And she was very, very pretty, but that's all. I just knew who she was. We took a dramatics class together, and we both tried out. Even though she was not very outgoing like I am, or was, at least then, we both tried out for the senior class play. And strangely enough, the name of the play was One Foot in Heaven. It's a movie from about 1939, I think. You could see it sometime. But I got the role of the lead, and I played a minister, and she got the role of the female lead. She played my wife. So that was in early 1957, and shortly thereafter, I think it was March of 1957, we actually started dating. Now, I was never much of a girl's guy. I was just like a class clown. So I was very, very thrilled to have someone as pretty as her and as nice as her be even remotely interested in me. So we courted. And in May of 1958, it'll be 60 years next May at the time of this interview, that we will have been married 60 years. And we went for a honeymoon Niagara Falls. That was, and then we drove a 1953 Pontiac. Oh.
Tell me about when you found out that you were going to be a father. Do you remember the moment that you first saw my mom, and how did it make you feel?
That I told your mom?
Yeah, how did you feel when, like, you were going to become a father? How did you feel when you first were, like, when Maga first told you that she was pregnant?
That we were going to have a baby?
Yeah.
I can't remember the feeling when I first found out about it. I mean, we were so young. I mean, we got married in May of 1958. In August of 59, we had our first little one. So I was so young. I don't think I'm mature yet. I'm 78 years old, but I definitely wasn't mature then, because I wasn't even 20 years old when we had our first one. It was kind of like a jolt, a shock. And I can remember when we had the baby, I'm walking around the hospital feeling nauseous. I think, I can't believe this is happening. So specifically to your question, I don't remember the feeling. I really don't.
Do you remember the moment you first saw my mom? And, like, how did that make you feel?
When I saw your mom?
Yes.
Your mom? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I remember that, because by that she was our third daughter.
Yeah.
And I can remember I was out. At that time, I was not allowed to be in the birthing room or any of that kind of stuff. So I'm sitting out there waiting, and the doctor comes down with a little baby, and I said something like, "Don't bother telling me, I know it's a girl." So, like a lot of guys in my generation, you know, I wanted to have sons, but it was a third girl and a beautiful girl.
Do you remember any songs that you used to sing to my mom?
Well, I would make up songs. You know, I would hear somebody say something, and I would put a tune to it. She might remember something that I sang to her on a regular basis, like "Hit the Road, Jack." "Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack." Things like that. But I can remember when I grew older, I made up a song that today I still regret. Somebody was sitting on the couch, and I made up a song that, to a tune about Thunder Road, and I put the words in there, were thunder, 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 thunder thighs. Well, then I found out that girls, if they have thighs that are a little thick, they're not too happy with that. So I kind of regretted making that song up. But other than that, whatever songs I might have sung were just sweet little lullabies, I imagine.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you?
When I look back on those times, it was the 50s, things seemed to be a lot more peaceful. It was an era of rock and roll. No, I don't think I would want to relive them. But I thought it was a pretty good time.
How would you like to be remembered?
Well, I guess I would like to be remembered as somebody that cared about people. I really don't care what your nationality is, or your ethnicity is, or your religion, or if you have no religion. I don't really care. I like to think of people to think of me as somebody that saw beyond that. And I try to be friendly with everyone and not have any ill feelings towards anyone.
Do you have any regrets?
Most of my regrets came later. When I retired, I was never, I made some mistakes from a financial perspective, and that's why I'm still working at 78 years old. So I do have some regrets there. I probably should have started college right away. When I got out of high school, I ranked very high in the class, but I really, at that time, wasn't motivated to go to college, so it took me, 12 years to finally finish. So I think I would have been smarter to get into college right away and find out if there truly was a passion in my life that I wanted to fulfill.
Okay, thank you for sitting down and doing this interview with me. I am truly grateful for you, and I love you.
And I love you. Thank you so much. It's been my extreme pleasure. Bye for now.